The Art of the Start, the time-tested, battle-hardened guide for anyone starting anything, by Guy Kawasaki. The Big Idea. You have the idea of a lifetime, and yet you do not know where and how to begin. It's a dilemma shared by entrepreneurs everywhere. So what does it take to turn a great idea into action? The Art of Starting. There are five important things an entrepreneur must accomplish. 1. Make meaning. Meaning is not about money, fame or power. Instead, meaning is about making the world a better place, increasing the quality of life, righting a wrong and preventing a good thing from ending. 2. Make mantra. Take your meaning and make your own mantra. Examples of mantras include Disney's Fun Family Entertainment and Nike's Authentic Athletic Performance. The beauty of a mantra is that everyone expects it to be short and sweet. 3. Get going. Start creating your product or service and commerce delivering to your customers. Forget about writing long business plans or creating complicated financial projections. Instead, build your prototype and launch your website. 4. Define your business model. Define your customers and their needs. Come up with a sales mechanism that will earn you more money than what you're spending. 5. Weave a mat, milestones, assumptions, and tasks. Compile a list of the milestones you need to meet, assumptions that are built into your business model, and the tasks you need to accomplish to create your organization. The Art of Positioning. With the right positioning, you should be able to see clearly why the organization was started, why it should be patronized by customers, and why good people should choose to work for it. Good positioning must have the following qualities: positive, customer-centric, empowering to your employees, self-explanatory, targets the intended customer, must show the core competencies of your organization, relevant to your core competencies and to the core needs of your customers, long-lasting, different from your competitors. The Art of Pitching. Not only is pitching a great tool for raising money, it is essential for reaching agreements. Here are some tips to help you make a perfect pitch. 1. Explain yourself in the first minute. 2. Know your audience. 3. Observe the 10-20-30 rule. Use the following the next time you're giving a presentation. 10 slides, 20 minutes, 30-point font text. 4. Set the stage. Remember that everything and anything that goes wrong would be your fault. Therefore, you must be prepared. 5. Let one person do the talking. 6. Pitch constantly. The best way to achieve familiarity is to keep doing your pitch over and over again. The Art of Writing a Business Plan. Most investors, recruits, potential board makers, and decision makers expect a business plan and will not rest until they're given one. Here are some tips you should use when creating your business plan. Do not exceed 20 pages. Only one person should write the entire business plan. Use staples to bind the plan. Simplify financial projections to 2 pages. Include key metrics. Provide the right numbers. The Art of Bootstrapping. Bootstrapping is about surviving the critical, capital-deprived early days, about thinking big and starting small. It means managing for cash flow, not growth or market share. Here are some preconditions for successful bootstrapping. People already know, or it becomes obvious immediately, that they need your product or service. A mega trend is breaking down barriers for you. A prime example is the internet. You can piggyback on a product or service that already has a large installed base. The Art of Recruiting. Good recruiters start at the top. A CEO must hire a management team that is better than he or she is, and the team must hire employees who are better than they are. Both CEO and team must have the humility to admit that some people can perform a function better than they can, and they need the self-confidence to recruit these people. The art of raising capital. To meet the people who can lend you money, you need an introduction by a credible third party, preferably a source that your potential investors respect, such as your current investor. Other entrepreneurs are another source. A call or email from an entrepreneur to their investors saying, "This is a hot company, you should talk to them," is powerful. You also have to show evidence of forward momentum. Investors are not attracted to a company that hasn't cleaned up its act. You should have no issues in intellectual property, capital structure, management team, stock offerings, or regulatory or tax compliance. If you worked for a failed organization, accept as much blame as is justified without blaming anyone else. The art of partnering. Successful partnerships start with a true win-win agreement that leverages the strengths and needs of both partners. Many partnerships are formed between two organizations of vastly different sizes, so it's tempting to cut win-lose deals. Win-lose deals don't last for oppression, is not a sustainable system. Also, if you want the middle and lower ranks to support the partnership, both sides have to see the union as a win. The art of branding. Brand building starts with adoption. To encourage adoption, you must reduce product complexity and flatten the learning curve. Make the manual a marketing opportunity. The better the manual, the more enjoyable the customer's experience. Test your product on someone over 45. The feedback of teenagers is irrelevant. They can figure anything out. Keep the price and conversion costs low. Ask satisfied customers for help in spreading the word and building a community around your product or service. Attract publicity and press coverage. Decide whether your story is appropriate for a particular publication. Whether or not things are going well, always return phone calls and maintain good relationships with the press. Always tell the truth. The art of rainmaking. Rainmaking means generating large quantities of business. Two conditions make rainmaking difficult. One, you don't know who will actually buy your product and what it will be used for. Two, few customers want to take a chance on a new offering from a small, undercapitalized organization. So to sell effectively, you must establish credibility and develop personal contacts, which begin with effective lead generation. The most effective technique is to conduct small-scale seminars to introduce the product, not to advertise, telemarket, make glossy brochures, or exhibit at trade shows. The next best methods are, in order, giving speeches, getting published, networking and participating in industry organizations, working with decision makers by asking their secretaries, administrative assistants, and receptionists. Encourage everyone in the company to make it rain by doing the following. 1. Set goals for specific accounts. 2. Track leading indicators. 3. Recognize and reward true achievements. Don't allow people to submit intentionally low forecasts. Intentions are easy. Rainmaking is hard. The art of being a mensch. Your goal should be to achieve menschhood. Mensch is the person who is ethical, decent, and admirable. The person who is socially intelligent. It is the highest form of praise one can receive from the people whose opinions matter. Every person in the organization exists in a larger context of society. Don't do things that benefit you and your organization to the detriment of the rest of society. Also, if you want to build a truly great lasting organization, you must set the highest moral and ethical standards for your employees. Finally, a mensch pays society back. There are many currencies other than money, giving time, expertise and emotional support, a mensch joyfully pays back for goodness already received and pays forward with no expectation of return.